Eat this musical scotch.
Yeah. the highest mountains. I have run through the fields, only to be with you. Yes, only to be with you. I have run, and you know.
Bye.
I just might be a
Tune in to Queer Music Heritage in February and March for a two-part special on bisexuality in music. This is J.D. Doyle answering the musical question, how bi do these songs get? We'll go from the 20s up to the present to explore this part of our music history. That's the fourth Mondays in February and March at 9 p.m. during the second hour of Queer Voices on KPFT. You won't want to miss Queer Music Heritage going both ways.
I like it both ways. I like it both ways. I like it both ways.
I like it both ways.
The following program contains language or images of a frank or sensitive nature, which may be considered objectionable by some. Listener discretion is advised.
Yes, you've tuned in to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, right here on KPFT Houston 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, dialogue, and music geared for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people and their friends. Here at After Hours, we may be diverse, but we have one thing in common. We are all out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of their closets. That means standing up for yourself, taking responsibility for your own life, and being proud of who you are. Realistically, we know not everyone can do that because of age, job, or frame of mind. That's okay. We're here for you too. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's edition of After Hours.
Hello, Houston and College Station, and welcome to the Saturday, February 14th of After Hours. I'm Jimmy Carper. I'll be your producer for the evening. And, gosh, we've got a packed show tonight. I want to say hello to all my MBBs out there, wherever you are behind bars. We got some great letters this week. We'll be talking about those in the roundtable section coming on at 3 a.m. And a special note to Paul out there who sent us a copy of December Playgirl with a Houston man in it. In the real men section. My.
And I know you love that section.
Well, that was kind of... No, that was scary, actually. We'll be telling you more about that later on. And Paul, I am really, really happy. Paul's getting out in about a week or so.
Cool.
Yes, he's not going to be paroled to Houston, unfortunately.
Where to?
I don't know. He didn't say.
Well, congratulations to him.
No kidding. I'm gonna lose one of my best confidants. Paul was always able to cut through the BS and tell me what was really going on in there. Did you want to wake up David?
I turned the radio on over there at the house.
Wake up, David!
Come on, David.
I turned the radio on. I shook him. I tried to wake him up.
Okay, well,
he's
we'll
probably
see.
Probably a heavy sleeper.
Well, he's Yes, yes.
Might
evidently.
Not be feeling good. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Something may be up.
Okay. At least you can listen and hear the show. I turned it on.
Okay. I wanted to tell you about the music that you heard at the beginning of the show. The first one was very new. Just got it in the mail this week. A woman by the name of Scandell, S-C-A-N-D-E-L-L-E. She's got a 3-song EP out, and we played Afterlife. I thought that was a apropos song for Valentine's Day. Yeah, Valentine's Day, that's it. And then Jeff Krasner with his version of I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, which I think is a very nice version. Later on in the show, we've got new music for After Hours anyway. It's the Bootlickers' latest CD, Automatic Ball Cleaner. I know it. I know it. And a really wonderful, hateful song called I Just Did Your Boyfriend. So stay tuned for that. Also, Scandell, if you liked that, you can contact Scandell at wcubed.scandelle, Scandell.com. Easy enough. Okay, some of the things going on in the community before we get to our first guests. And this is the second Saturday of the month, so we've got transgender segment coming on. Vanessa's here waiting in the wings. And the second segment will be Francisco Sanchez with the Hispanic segment. So stay tuned for that. First of all, court report. What's going on in the ICOH court? On Sunday, February the 15th, the Red and Black We Gotcha Back show, hosted by Montana Summers, Dennis DeVille, and Cheyenne DeVille, is going to be held at Mary's at 5 o'clock as a fundraiser for Rain 2. Then Wednesday, February 18th, the Houston Council of Clubs has a meeting at the Brazos River Bottom, and packet stuffing will occur at 7 o'clock. That's for Louis weekend. And let's see, Friday, February the 20th, support Bottom of Pan. Okay, that's what it says here, support Bottom of Pan. I don't want to know what that's about. Hosted by Keith and Jessica at EJ's at 8:30 as a fundraiser for Rain 2. And, of course, the last weekend in February is Louie, Let Us Entertain You Weekend. And lots of festivities going on there. We'll talk about some of those later on in the show. Some of the other shows going on is Mr. Third Coast Bear Contest. Was won by Jim Crawford and Christopher Prado. He was the Mr. Third Coast Cowboy. So they are going to be putting on some fundraising shows. Saturday, February the 21st at EJ's. Show time is 8 o'clock. That's Jim Crawford, Mr. Third Coast Bear, and Mr. Third Coast Cowboy, Christopher Prado. Is Sunday, February the 22nd at Mary's, naturally. Showtime to begin at 5 o'clock. That's when all shows begin at Mary's on Sunday. 5, you know. Oh, my God, Bobby's here.
Yep. He just walked in.
Ah, he lives. He lives.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Leather pants.
How was the surgery, honey?
You tell me.
Well, you look.
He's transsexual now. Yeah. My boy.
That's it.
No, you look like your old self. You don't have that big hump on the side of your neck.
I don't look like I'm storing nuts for the winter.
Yes. You know, it's like so to speak.
Thing going on in my head.
Yes.
Leaves a lovely little scar along the ear, and it's you know, just add a 19. This will be operation number 19 on the
list. I see. Yeah, okay.
Counting.
Yes, but, well, yeah, just get some lovely jewelry to cover that up.
I do. Hello,
how are you? I am well, thank you.
Happy
Yeah, happy whatever, that heart day thing, yes. Happy VD, everybody, yes.
But I'm not bitter.
I know. Anyway, that show starting at Mary's at 5 o'clock. Lots of local entertainers and a few out-of-town guests. Will be a 50-50 raffle and many great prizes. All proceeds from the show to benefit the Lexi Bowen Foundation and the traveling fund for the title holders of Pegasus Productions. So that is Saturday and Sunday. You've got two shows there. And don't forget, every Wednesday in February, South Beach at 810 Pacific Street is... Well, my printer didn't print it out. Having specials over there at South Beach. Okay, check that out. Oh, boy. See what happens when you don't do your homework and check things out. Anyway, we do have some guests this evening from Hers Magazine. Yes. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you?
Headphones would help. There we go. I saw you, what, last Monday, because you were on Queer Voices, Jack's show, Jack, Joan, Glenn, and J.D., every Monday night, 8 o'clock, right here on the same station, and you are with a very new magazine called Hers, and some people might not have heard of it. Can you tell us your names and what you do there?
Yes, I'm Shantae Angelo, and I am the editor and co-publisher.
I'm Kristen Kemp. I am also co-publisher and travel editor.
Ah, okay. Tell, what is Hers Magazine about, other than the obvious?
Well, we decided to create a magazine for Houston women, mainly lesbians, but we'd like it to be open to all women. And we'll be publishing every 2 months, and it should serve a service for the community and for women in general to have a point of reference.
Mm-hmm. It's a very slick magazine. It's for a free magazine, it's really first class.
Well, thank you.
Nice paper, nice graphics, and nice layout.
Hopefully, we can maintain that. With we need some more advertising, but.
Don't we all?
Yeah. But we'd like to maintain that throughout mm-hmm. the year.
Can men read this magazine, too?
Of course. Anyone can read this magazine.
How did it start? I mean, who had the idea, and how did you get it off the ground?
It was kind of something we were both talking about, but one day Kristen finally said, well, let's do it. And she thought up the name, and we just went for it. It was literally... November of last year.
Oh.
And we got some friends together. We've got a great group of girls that, you know, we happen to have an art director and a photographer, and everybody wanted to help out, so we got together and produced a magazine.
Mm-hmm. Is it distributed locally or throughout the state? Or
right now we're locally. We've got about 20 spots here in Houston,
mm-hmm.
in the area, and in the Montrose, Shepherd, Kirby area.
Okay, can you name some of them so
yes.
folks can be on the lookout for
We've
it?
We've got Borders, Half Price Books, Sound Waves, Cactus, Chances, of course, who is also a big advertiser for us.
Oh, good.
And most of the bars.
Mm-hmm.
Baba Yaga.
Ah, yes.
Barnaby's.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Okay, so tell me what the magazine looks like. What kind of features do you have? What kind of... regular features and what you're looking at for special.
Well, our current issue has Madeline Sklar of GoGirlsMusic.com and Shirley Knight. It's our Women in Music issue. And every issue will feature Houston women
mm-hmm.
first, but we'll also probably have some national women, women who inspire us and whatnot.
Well, you've got the top dogs with those two.
Yes, absolutely. And our second issue coming up in April will feature women in business. So we'll be featuring about 12 different women and do a little snapshot of them and their businesses. Coming up this year, we're going to have women in sports. We'll do nonprofit organizations. The Pride issue, of course, will mm-hmm. be June, July, and a wedding issue.
Yeah, that's in the news, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
So what are the regular features like?
Can you take that? Well, we'll have columns. Every issue will feature a health column, and right now it's written by a wonderful woman at the Montrose Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have an LGRL column written by Randall Ellis.
Great.
And we're going to divvy it up between a sex column,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll have an Ask Lola every other issue,
mm-hmm.
which is a question and answer, relationship, sex advice, that sort of thing. And a wonderful woman emailed us and has volunteered her services as a veterinarian to write a pet column, question and answer.
Oh, terrific.
So those will be our regular columns, and then we're going to have the different features.
Okay. Are you looking for more writers and more areas?
That would be nice. We would like to have an entertainment reporter of some type to do show reviews,
mm-hmm.
and whatnot. We've got a great group of people right now, and as we expand, we will need more people. But right now, we mainly need an entertainment reporter and advertisers.
yes. I think you're hitting the right spots to get a wide diversity of people reading the magazine, and perhaps they'll come from that. But I know advertisers are not going to be knocking on your door. You've got to be out knocking on their doors.
Absolutely. Yes.
And I'm sure you hit most of the businesses in the Montrose area.
We've sent out literally about 120 media kits,
mm-hmm.
to women-owned businesses and people that advertise in other gay publications, and I thumb through the Gay and Lesbian Yellow Pages to names and addresses. So
great resource.
We are still fairly new, and mm-hmm. I think with time, those people will, you know, jump on board once they see that we are committed to the cause and committed to the community. We do want to continue to have... Right now, we will work to have the most extensive calendar,
mm-hmm.
for women in Houston, which will be an important feature as well in each magazine.
And I think a lot of men would be interested in reading your magazine, too. Me, for instance, because I'm always interested in GLBT music,
mm-hmm.
and the people that make it and the people who perform it. So that, you know, right away... holds my interest, but you know, there's other things.
It is a community magazine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, most of the issues that we will cover, if you're interested in women-owned businesses, you know, pick up the magazine. There are wonderful women out there who make wonderful commitments to the community and contributions. And
sure, when I'm out, you know, when I need something, I'm going to go to the Gay and Yellow Pages first,
right.
you know, to get that from my community. And I think hers would be a nice resource for that, too.
Absolutely. And the column from Randall Ellis,
mm-hmm.
well, I mean, that's basically an equality column. It's human issues, really.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good. Yeah, keep it spread out there. Don't forget us guys.
Absolutely not.
And don't forget us guys who advertise.
That's
too.
Right.
Hit us up. Yeah. Keep your magazine going. So, the first issue came out this month?
Yes, February 1st.
How did you finance it?
Credit card.
Ooh. Wow.
I think it's called creative accounting.
Mm.
It's true that the government doesn't operate in the black, so they don't expect us to either.
That's right. Love that deficit spending. You know, how many businesses were started on credit card?
Yeah.
Lots.
Absolutely.
Lots. Yeah. I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us
here. And don't forget to keep hers in the lobby here.
We just replenished.
Oh, good, good, good. See, you left a huge stack when you were here, and mm-hmm. they all went.
Yes.
It's gone. It's great. I love that.
Good, good. Okay, good luck with your magazine.
Thanks for being on
After Hours.
We'd also like to mention our website, which is www.hers.com. And HersHouston.com.
I'm the worst. Okay, HERS, H-E-R-S, does it stand for anything, the letters, or?
It does. It stands for Houston Entertainment Rights Sexuality.
Hey.
Pretty nifty.
It's pretty nifty is right. Cool. Glad to hear that.
That was okay. All Kristen's idea.
She had that kind of little smirk when she was saying that.
She's proud.
Yeah. And and Matt has just pulled up your website.
Yes, I did.
H-E-R-S. Houston Entertainment. Right. Yes. Okay. We've got it right here.
Okay.
H-E-R-S. Houston.com.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Thank you very much for being on After Hours, and good luck.